You're listening to listen.directcolors.com podcast, episode 7. I'm Shauna Turner, and today we're talking with Direct Colors design technician Justin Richardson about applying metallic 100% epoxy countertop sealer. Let's get started. Hey everybody, Shauna Turner here. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Are there any differences in the surface preparation between an epoxy and a metallic epoxy?
There really is no difference for surface prep. The bonding properties of epoxy are the same whether you use a clear epoxy or with metallic pigments added to it. Just prep your surface to 200 grit level, add your color base coat, whether it's a tinted sealer or an acid stain, and once that process is complete, you're ready for the metallic epoxy.
How do you mix the metallics into the epoxy? How much do you use?
Direct Colors epoxy is a two-component sealer, and the resin is part A and the hardener is part B. First, you're going to want to add the metallic to the resin and stir it with a paint stick or a stir stick. Once it's mixed, let it stand for 5 minutes or so. Then stir again prior to adding the part B or the hardener. Our metallic color packs are figured on an average load based on our epoxy mini kits, which cover 50, 60 square feet. Because the metallics are an artistic part of this application, you can put in more or less than one color pack if you want. If you want to amp up your color results with the metallics, you can add an extra color pack in, or if you want to calm the effects down, you could actually put a little bit less metallic in. It's really up to you and what you want to achieve for a desired finish. It is important to know metallic designs are very artistic in nature, and they're not really an exact science.
Do you use different tools for application? How do you create that metallic look?
There are some tools that'll make your application process go much more smoothly. A 10 mil notch squeegee will help distribute a good even coat of the metallic epoxy across your surface. A mini roller, which is just a little 4-inch nap roller, that will allow you to give a really nice light-handed finish roll, or a back roll as they would call it. That will give you a nice smooth surface and smooth out any little squeegee tracks from spreading the material with your notched squeegee. And then finally, a 4-inch spiked roller. These are designed specifically for epoxies where you can roll them across the surface and pop any bubbles that might come up into your sealer. Your countertop has a lot of porosity in it, and as you put an epoxy over, which is a two-component, you're getting a little bit of heat. Well, the heat will heat up some of the air in the capillaries of that concrete, and it will push bubbles up. Doesn't always happen, but when it does, that 4-inch spike roller is the tool to take care of the problem. It's important that you get that done well within the time frame that's allotted to be messing with epoxy. If you're past probably 10 minutes or so, you probably don't want to be fidgeting with your sealer any longer. You get a less and less chance that that's going to settle out and be smooth. So avoid the temptation and work within the lifespan that you have to put this stuff on.
Any application tips you would offer our DIY listeners about their own countertop projects?
Yeah, there are a few things to consider. Most epoxies are not UV stable, and they'll tend to discolor over time or with regular exposure to direct sunlight, so be sure you're planning on indoor projects with this material. Also, you do want to make sure that your surface is level. An unlevel surface will cause the epoxy to drift towards one low side, ultimately leaving you with an uneven coat. Always be mindful of the time that you're taking to get the material down. All these two-component sealers, including 100% epoxy, have a limited amount of time before the sealer begins to set. Avoid the temptation to continue touching up or altering the sealer once it's been down for probably 15 minutes or so. I recommend that everyone would look at their epoxy manufacturer's recommended work time and stay within that work time. There are some tricks that you can do to make the metallic move for really unique effects. One of those is lightly misting some denatured alcohol on the surface. If you're thinking of doing this type of a treatment to your surface, you might consider creating test pieces before applying it to your countertop, just to make sure you're getting the desired results. Like many artistic applications, there is a measure of unpredictability, so relax and have fun with it.
What is it you like best about the metallic epoxy?
I would have to say one of my favorite things about metallic epoxy, and this is aside from the unique decorative shimmer that it provides, would be the versatility. This product lends itself beautifully to nearly all decorative themes from rustic to modern design.
The listen.directcolors.com podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us at Twitter at Direct Colors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Shauna Turner. Thanks for joining us.